Star, brother and sister. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. September 29th, 1898. Dear brother and sister Star, I have felt in great uncertainty in regard to our leaving this destitute field at this time. I have expected to attend the Queensland camp meeting, but I am not clear in regard to this matter. There is to be such a large number of ministers and workers there that we have decided, W.C. White and myself, that it is not our duty to go at this time. There is an important work to be done here in the book line, and every breakup such as this means 2 months less, at least, to my work. There is a large amount of ministerial labor provided for the Queensland camp meeting, and there will be more preaching than the people really need at one meeting, while there are places about here that need very much help in understanding the truth. They must have help. Visiting must be done, else we shall not advance. If there was a scarcity of laborers for the Queensland meeting, the situation would be different. As it is plainly our duty to work here. There seemed to be presented to me little clusters of people who were waiting for someone to teach them. We see the sheep left without a shepherd. It is the impression these things have made upon me that has led me to make the decision I have made. The Lord has been gracious to me. He has given me health and His Holy Spirit. I can work about here near home and help poor souls who need help. A large number of ministers are to attend this camp meeting, which is to last only 2 weeks. Several other workers are to be in attendance. Where is the place and opportunity for all these to work? Camp meetings are to be held in other places, and there will be need in the cities of a strong force, not only during camp meeting, but, as in Stanmore, after the meeting. W.C. White and myself will visit Queensland after the camp meeting. The re is then generally a letdown. We shall attend the meetings and do our best to help when the people need it most. Then there will be someone to take up the work which needs to be carried forward in this locality, in the highways and hedges. What will you do, my brother and sister, with the work in Sydney? Who will carry forward that work? Who will educate and train the new workers in Sydney how to relate themselves to the work? Will you consider these things? I feel somewhat over this matter, and I want to do my utmost to help the very ones who need help at the present time in this locality. I think of the expense of transporting so many ministers and workers. Where will they have a chance to speak or work during a 2 weeks meeting? Will not one be treading upon the time of another? But I will go no further. I want to do my best for the Master wherever I am. But camp meetings must be followed up, and this will cost something. No camp meeting should be held and then left as stitches dropped. We need in every such effort to have sufficient means for the after work, which must be done to bind off the work of the camp meeting, that the people may not have heard in vain.